Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history. Have you ever wondered while walking past the museum what or why that bell is there? Where did it come from? Is it a church bell or a school bell? The inscription tells us that it is, in fact, a school bell of vintage around 1910 from the Boyd District. Okay, so where is the Boyd District and where are the boundaries? The answer to this and other questions can be found in the 2009 issue of Lake Chelan Historical Notes in an article by Elizabeth Watson Perry. First of all, the Boyd District is bounded on the east by Union Valley and on the west by the Ivan Morse Drainage. In 1888, much of the north side of the lower lake was designated as Indian allotments. Therefore, land open for homesteads was located above those allotments. The so-called district is comprised of three gulches, Perdaman, Cooper, and Swanson. The lower area of the district where Cooper and Swanson converge was named for William Boyd, who arrived in 1891 at age 20. It was common practice to name geographical areas, mountains, streams, etc., after prominent settlers, explorers, and the like. Gus Cooper, for example, was a Canadian having come to the U.S. in 1878 and the Chelan Valley in 1887. He was one of the first to locate a mining claim on Chelan Butte before filing for homestead. At the top of the gulch named for him is Cooper Mountain. In 1891, a 24-year-old Swede named Paul Swanson homesteaded in what is now known as Swanson Gulch. This enterprising young man became a leading farmer in cattle, grain, hay, dairy, and hogs. I wasn't able to find much on Perdaman, but I did find an obituary that stated that an infant, 1 year old, died in 1913. Lawrence Oberla from Frankfurt, Germany, homesteaded in the Perdaman Gulch. He and his wife homesteaded there in 1902. They and others in the gulch had many children, so needed a school for them. The school was located near the junction of Lower Boyd Road and Cooper Gulch Road, also known as the foot of Swanson Gulch. Settlers needed the school, but the children had to walk a great deal, a 2-mile walk to school from Perdaman Gulch, but from the upper Swanson Gulch, it was up to 4-mile trek on horseback or foot. On the way home, the children had a favorite stop for a drink and often a baked cookie or such. The original one-room school built in 1901 required a second room added in 1914, when nearly 60 students were enrolled. The bell was added in 1910, though it is not visible in a photo taken in 1911. The school was not only for reading, writing, and arithmetic, but served also for community gatherings, dances, school board meetings, etc. So that's it, folks, for this week's Larnin session. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the museum.